if God is reverent. Let us pray. Lord God, open our ears, our eyes, and our hearts so that we may hear and receive your word. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Every week at our meetings, we start off with three things. These three are the Pledge of Allegiance, the Scout Oath, and the Scout Law. Everyone at least has some idea of what the Pledge of Allegiance is, but you might not be so familiar with the Scout Oath and Law. Feel free to say the oath with me if you know it. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. 2. One thing mentioned is to obey the Scout Law. Again, feel free to say it with me. A Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. 2. As a Scout, it is our duty to make sure that we follow each of these in our everyday lives. One of the points sticks out to me: obedient. There are so many ways that we can be obedient. We can be obedient to our teachers at school, our bosses at work, our parents, and most importantly, God. Today's scripture is Deuteronomy 28:1-9. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in 7. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hands to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him. Everything that these verses say is that we have to obey God and to go and do his will, and we receive all of these wonderful benefits. You'll be blessed in everything that you do. He will bless you with children, whether that be through adoption or having your own. Most of these don't apply to us unless you are a farmer. But one way you could translate this to our lives today would be that God will bless you with a home to live in and a way to provide for yourself. Scouting promotes so many other ways that we can be obedient to God. Being helpful. Help those around you that are less fortunate. A scout is reverent, making time for God and talking to him not only when you need him, but even when everything in your life is going great. A scout is kind. Treat others as you want to be treated. God wants you to be kind to everyone and to avoid judging them. Even if it seems really hard to do these things, start small. All you have to start off with is praying. Once you pray, you have opened so many doors in your relationship with God. A lot of times, what you want to do and what you think God wants for you don't align. When being obedient to God, it is very important to do your best. One example would be, do you want to spend the night at a friend's house on a Saturday night? Or stay home so you can go to church the next morning? In my life, I get invited to sleepovers at others' houses, and I decide to do both. I make sure that I bring a dress with me or a nice outfit to wear the next morning. Sometimes, if your friend lives far away, you don't make it, or you go to church with them, and that's fine. I've had friends come to church with me, too, because it was really early for their parents to come and get them. Another way to be obedient to God is praying. And if you have a prayer partner, then you are reminded every day to pray. Some of you guys might know Mr. Art Collins. He's a member here at Kingswood and is a very kind and special man. A year or two ago, he came up to me and asked me a question. His question was if I wanted to be his prayer partner. I wasn't so sure, but I said yes. Because he asked me to be his prayer partner, it has encouraged me to pray for him and Miss Betty every day. Without him asking me to be his prayer partner, I would not have the relationship with God that I have today, and I am very grateful for Him and the opportunity He provided me with. More ways to be obedient to God are to read your Bible or do a daily devotional. I'm not saying that you need to read the whole Bible in one sitting. When people choose to read the whole Bible, it is sometimes over the course of an entire year. This allows for more time to appropriately understand everything that you are reading. The Bible is really long. It has 66 books. Sometimes, if you just need to spend a little time with God, you can Google Bible verses about joy or anxiety or about praise. You can also buy a devotional book or download a Bible app on your phone so you have it with you whenever you might need it. As you read the Bible, you are bound to come across verses that you like or ones that really stick with you. Memorizing scripture is a wonderful way to be more obedient. When I was in elementary school, my Sunday school class was doing a series called Bible Boot Camp. Participating in the lessons we were being taught helped me memorize a few verses too. We were given homework each Sunday to be able to memorize a verse by next Sunday or by the next week that the teacher was teaching. Memorizing some verses is a pretty simple way to be closer and more obedient to God. Not every verse is super long. Some are just 5 to 6 words. All in all, God loves you and nothing can keep Him from loving you. Being obedient to God just strengthens and secures the bond the two of you have. A scout is reverent. Let us pray. Faithful God, we are thankful for how you have demonstrated your faithfulness, even when we have been faithless. Empower us to share and demonstrate the difference you have made in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Amen.